Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Chris Seedens. Our top local story, the L.A. County Supervisors moving forward on a plan aimed at placing a proposed charter amendment before voters in November that would set aside a certain amount of money for investments in underserved communities.
If placed on the ballot and passed, the amendment would require that at least 10% of the county's unrestricted general funds go toward things such as job training and community-based health and mental health services. It would also prohibit those funds from being used for law enforcement or correctional agencies. Sheriff Alex Villanueva called the measure's title deceptive.
You're really not saying in the title that you're going to be defunding law enforcement, prosecutors, and the public safety of LA County.
Supervisor Sheila Kuhl.
To use the word defunding about law enforcement when they continue to get humongous amounts of money, even should this pass, is sort of a joke. No one is defunding the sheriff's department. I would call it, as we have in so many other cases, right-sizing.
The matter goes back before the board next week for a final vote. In downtown L.A., Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Former L.A. County Assessor John Noguez facing felony corruption charges again nearly 8 years after he was first charged.
County prosecutors have refiled the case after an appellate court earlier this year threw it out on a technical violation. Noguez is accused of taking bribes in exchange for reduced property tax valuations.
Mr. Noguez has always maintained his innocence.
Defense attorney Anthony Falangetti.
The people's case is convoluted. It's large. It's confusing. And that's why it's taken a long time.
Also charged in the case are Mark McNeil, who was Noguez's chief appraiser, and Ramin Salari, a tax consultant. Each of the men could be sentenced to decades in prison if convicted as charged. All three have pleaded not guilty. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
New state numbers are out, and they show that California is still in a full-on battle against coronavirus.
The positivity rate for coronavirus testing across California holding steady at 7.5%, according to Dr. Mark Galley with California's Health and Human Services.
Today, we're reporting 9,397 cases as our 7-day average.
The hardest hit part of the state right now is Central California.
Our 45 hospitals in the 8 counties still see increasing rates of hospitalization.
New information suggests greater vulnerability for California's Hispanic population, especially younger people.
Significant increase of our COVID cases were among Latino population. Today, that number is closer to 56%.
Also new in the numbers, the mortality rate for blacks across California badly ill with coronavirus has dropped 2%. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Orange County has passed a new zoning ordinance allowing outdoor operations for small businesses in unincorporated areas. It means restaurants and shops, then they can use the parking lots while enforcing physical distancing among patrons. They can take things outside. New ordinance was passed today unanimously by the Board of Supervisors as the county reported nearly 200 new infections and 15 more deaths.
Big part of the newly proposed $100 billion economic stimulus plan for the state of California relies on people paying their taxes early. San Francisco Democratic Assembly member Phil Ting tells KNX that plan would allow people to prepay their taxes for a future budget year with a bit of a discount.
By doing that, we can take some of that money and put that into programs to assist small businesses, to help individuals who are struggling as well as potentially look at putting people to work through potential green programs.
He says hopefully the economy will recover in the next few years and the state's budget won't have a deficit. The plan also calls for California to borrow federal money to continue extra unemployment money that's now running out. The California Senate Republican Caucus issued a statement slamming Democrats for supporting the release of inmates during the pandemic and hurting small businesses.
Hundreds of criminal cases involving three LAPD officers charged with falsifying information. They could be up in the air. District attorney contacting defense attorneys to see if they want their clients' convictions reviewed.
The officers are alleged to have falsely identified suspects they interviewed in the field as gang members and entered that information into the Cal Gang's database. Criminal defense attorney Stephen Kahn says this could be a game changer in invalidating convictions because the false information could have played a role in many trials.
Charges were filed against them that added enhancement that made the entire case more difficult to defend and made it more difficult to even handle. And the fact that they were not gang members put them in a whole different category.
Kahn thinks the DA's outreach to defense attorneys doesn't go far enough because it'll be tough for them to review individual trial files. Instead, he thinks the responsibility falls on the deputy DAs to review their prosecutions that relied on questionable information by those officers and make the call on reviews or dismissals of convictions. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Police in Irwindale looking for a man who sucker punched a 61-year-old man at a gas station, leaving him with serious brain injuries. The 61-year-old man was outside his pickup truck at the Arco station early on July 12th when the passenger got out of a Honda Pilot, went up to him. The man was hit his head on the concrete. The man who was attacked hasn't been able to talk to detectives to explain exactly what happened leading up to the punch. The Honda Pilot was found. The attacker has not been found. You can see surveillance video of the attack by going to our website, KNX1070.com.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.